Confessor. When I attended my 20-year high school reunion in 1994, I was happily married with a young child. And yet I planned to finally confess to Carolyn Kiesel and revealed what she had meant to me as a young boy. I was now free from the burden, and I had been open with Robin about how I craved Carolyn's attentions and affections, how much tenderness I had felt toward her, how crushed I had been when I let my chance slip away, how it had always remained with me, a time release lesson. Robin was supportive. She encouraged me to talk to Carolyn at our reunion. She was curious to meet her too. At the registration table, I picked up my name badge, which featured a silhouette of a generic man because my picture had been omitted from the yearbook. I always thought that spoke volumes about who I was then. In some ways, I think it motivated me to leave a mark. I knew that as active as she was in school, Carolyn wouldn't miss the reunion, and I asked the classmates manning the registration table if Carolyn had arrived yet. They exchanged an awkward look, and then one of them whispered that unfortunately Carolyn was not there. She had died in 1977, a few years after high school. Car accident. I stood motionless. Finally, the polite classmate asked if I would please step to the side so she could assist others checking in. I thanked my classmate for the information and then walked away. I relayed the news to Robin. She understood what a loss it was. You hear of people dying in car accidents all the time. But Carolyn? Carolyn. Devastating. I had barely known her, but I had always missed her, and now I'd mourn her. And she died before she got to experience marriage, children, a career. And I'd never be able to express my appreciation for her sweetness, her generosity of spirit. She had been so important to me privately, and I wanted the chance to tell her publicly. For days it would dawn on me, again and again, and every time I felt both the shock of the new and deepening sadness, she was gone.